This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. The USDA will publish the November WASDE report at 11 a.m. Central Time on Friday. The report will provide updated yield estimates and any changes to supply and demand forecast, both domestically and internationally. We will hear more from Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels Hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
Jim McCormick, co-founder of AgMarket.net, says that the average trade guess is that the bean crop will decrease in size in Friday's WASDE report.
The average trade guess is corn crop's going to stay about the same size. The bean crop's going to get a little bit smaller. We're looking for the ending stocks on both the corn and bean stocks to go lower. Beans due to a smaller crop. Corn looking for maybe a bump up in some demand.
He also details the industry's best estimate for carryout and world supply.
But in general, looking for that carryout for corn right around 2 billion bushels, bean carryout a little less than 550 area, still comfortable. World supply is going to be very bearish, more than likely, on the beans. We're looking for them to keep the Brazilian crop unchanged, which would be a monster crop, which would put world stocks to use in beans and world stocks in general to beans at all-time highs. So, that is something we need to be keeping an eye on as well.
That was Jim McCormick, co-founder of AgMarket.net. We will have more on Friday's WASDE report as Riley Smith will speak with Greg McBride of Allendale for a recap of the November WASDE. You will be able to hear that story in Monday's edition of Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily news stories to your inbox each day. Also on our homepage, you can find the podcast tab, which features our daily Iowa Ag Matters podcast. And you can also find the latest episode of our daily YouTube show, Ag Matters PM. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.